Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Kevin Durant has been traded to the Houston Rockets for point guard Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick in this year's draft, and 5 second-round picks. You say King's ransom. I say fleeced is essentially what happened to the Houston Rockets. Like, they...
I agree. Get, we're saying the same thing.
I get Dylan Brooks. Like, I'm okay with Dylan Brooks. I think he's not as great as other people. You know, I'm not a Dylan Brooks fan. I understand his value to a championship team, but ultimately, like, Dylan Brooks is replaceable for me. Jalen Green, though, is somebody that, while he did struggle in the first round of the playoffs, and that can't be debated, he was awful in the first round of the playoffs. He is still a young star. He is still somebody that can be a great player for you, but now it just won't happen for Houston. It's going to happen for the Phoenix Suns now. And I think now that you've given a point guard to this Phoenix squad on top of whatever they do with Bradley Beal, which I'm pretty sure we'll be shipping him off to. But the one guy you know they will keep is going to be Devin Booker. So I think Devin Booker and Jalen Green, along with some defense from Dylan Brooks, like, all of a sudden, I mean, I like this younger Suns squad.
I hate it. I think that this is a dumb deal for the Phoenix Suns to make. I think this is an even dumber deal, frankly, for the Houston Rockets to make, because they gave up a number 2 overall pick, a guy that scored 20-plus points a game, 23 years old, for... I get it. It's a sure thing in Kevin Durant. He's, you know, going to give you 20 a night. He's going to be a good teammate. He's been interchangeable on a lot of good teams. That's the thing about Kevin Durant. He's, you know, he's a good coworker, right? Like, he'll come in, he fit on the Nets. He fit on the Warriors. You know, he has gone place after place after place and just kind of slipped right in and looked like he belongs there because of the talent. But, like, I don't know, man. You look at this roster without a Dylan Brooks, who is... not a defensive enforcer, but that Draymond Green annoying type of player where, you know, he's bugging you a lot. And yeah, they just re-signed Steven Adams. Maybe he kind of takes over that role a little bit. But, like, there just seems to be holes on this roster without a Jalen Green, without a Dylan Brooks. Trust me, I love me some Sengun. Like, and like I said, they just re-signed Steven Adams. I love him as well. But then you look down the rest of the roster, of course, Amen Thompson, one of the best young players in the NBA. I know Fred VanVleet has kind of came out even after having success in Toronto, scored a lot more in Houston because he's getting more shots there. Cam Whitmore contributing a little bit too. But, like, I don't like this deal overall.
I like it for both teams.
Okay.
I think I like it for both teams. Now, I think they gave up, I won't say too much for Kevin Durant, because Desmond Bane went for four first. Like, and I think we can both agree that Kevin Durant is better than Desmond Bane. I think we can both go ahead and say that.
But Jalen Green.
But, you know, but yeah, and Jalen Green. But at the same time, you're replacing all those guys with 27 points a game, 53% field goal percentage, 43% from three.
Like, but
that's what you're replacing. That's cool. You got him for 2 years. The goal is to win now. And I think that's what this is. And it's not a big three, and I'm okay with that. This is an opportunity for a team to really do it. I'm not going to say the old school way, because this is far from old school. However, you look at what this lineup is going to be with VanVleet, Amen Thompson, who is a dog defensively, Jabari Smith at the 3-4, then KD and Sengun. Like, that starting lineup in the West is going to be a problem, you know, for a lot of people. So,
I mean, they lose a little depth with this trade.
They do lose a little depth, but if that depth just happens to be Dylan Brooks, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Like, I really think you're trading, because Kevin Durant is better than both Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green.
I mean,
together. He's better than both those guys.
You've essentially now, in the world of, what is it, the NBA apron under the new CBA, essentially you've now locked yourself into Fred VanVleet and Kevin Durant making like $95 million between the two of them. I'm not saying that this is like as a successful way to build a championship as it is in the NFL, but like they had those young, cheap stars where they could maybe still go pay
a guy like Kevin Durant without having to give those guys up. And that's kind of something in the NFL, like, oh, you can go acquire talent, you know, at the wide receiver position and on the defensive line if you need, if you've got a young quarterback that's a star on his rookie deal. And that, in this case, essentially they are giving up a Jalen Green on that and trading it for a 36-year-old Kevin Durant making 50-plus million. I get it's a win now, but I don't like the deal. If you had maybe taken Dylan Brooks or like the 10 pick away from it, because I do feel like the 10 pick has some value for this draft upcoming here in a couple of days, maybe I see it, because the second round picks, whatever. Like, that's a throwaway. It makes it look ridiculous, but I'm really just looking at the two players and then the draft pick. I think it's too much personally, especially because you're taking on all of that cash. There has to be a trade-off for cash and players here. I don't like it.
I mean, I don't know. I don't like it or whatever, but I don't hate it either. I'll be honest.
I get it.
I'm looking at both teams and like, man, I can see where teams, and then KD is going to, in my opinion, just my opinion, the second or third best coach in the league right now, potentially the best coach in the league, depending on who you talk to, and Ime Udoka,
just
who
got
a big bag.
Raised, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just got a big bag out there in Houston. And really, you're seeing the wheels kind of fall off in Boston, right? Injuries are starting to take over and stuff like that. Man, Jaylen Brown's name is involved in trade talks and stuff like that. Like, and he's over there sitting pretty, you know, with his Houston team. And now he gets to coach Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Right? Now he gets to coach, you know, one of the greatest scorers this league has ever had. And here's the thing about KD. While he is 36, how many 36-year-olds not named LeBron James have we ever seen be this good still?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean,
like, honestly,
it's a small number. I get that.
I'm trying to think, like, how old was Jordan? Was 30, you know,
I mean, when he came back for the Wizards, he was 38. Like, yeah. There is probably a list of 20 players, maybe 30 all time, that have had dominance in their late 30s. I think Dirk Nowitzki still played well. I think Tim Duncan still had some stats into his late 30s. But like at about 38, they all hit a wall. And you're talking about like maybe a Kobe who, yeah, injuries made him decline fast, but the overall talent was still there. And you saw that with his final game when I think he went off for 38 or 40 in his career. But of course, a LeBron James. We're seeing guys, though, as long as you're not a point guard, as long as you're not a Chris Paul, as long as you're not a Damian Lillard, we're seeing guys hanging around a lot longer. I mean, look at the entire Olympics roster, Rashad. Like, it's a lot of old dudes that kind of refused to hand off that guard. Steph Curry, for instance, another 36, 37-year-old that will most likely be playing at an elite level through the age of 38. Not maybe as many points, but hitting threes at the same clip. So there are guys. It's just a very limited list.
Yeah, so those dudes are LeBron, the 25.1, Jordan, 22.4, yep. Karl Malone, 13.2. Like, then the numbers kind of drop off, right? You know, as you get closer to 40. KD has no sign of a drop off quite yet. And I think that's the thing. Here's a dude. If you know anything about Kevin Durant, he doesn't like lotion. He doesn't like hairbrushes. He don't really have chicks like that around.
He likes to play video games, smoke weed, hoop, right?
That's his thing. Yeah. He does nothing else but smoke, hoop, and play video games. That's his life.
Yeah.
Like, he is really a dude that, man, ball is literally life for him. It's not just a cool saying that people say. Like, that's really Kevin Durant. So does it shock me that even after a crazy Achilles injury, he's still able to be this good? Because, KD don't have no other interest in doing anything else but basketball right now. And so will it shock me if he's 40 years old, still averaging 24 points? And not at all. Considering the fact that he's a shooter like that, no. And nobody's blocking a shot because he's 6'11", 6'13".
Got that wingspan.
So nobody's blocking him. So, yeah, I think this is a great move. If Houston, what the one thing they needed, and Steven Adams was some of that, but they needed some maturity. And Kevin Durant brings maturity. Burner phone aside, you know, he's going to bring a calming factor to your squad. He's going to bring a guy that when you need a bucket late in the game or you need somebody to get the scoring, the ball rolling as far as scoring the ball, he's going to be able to do that for you immediately. The issue in Phoenix is there was too many of those dudes to do that. You got three dudes to do the same stuff in Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and KD. Like, so everybody wants the ball. We just talked about Dame and CJ and them being able to share the ball. That never happened in Phoenix. They couldn't figure out how to do that. Now it's clear who's going to get the ball. And you can't double KD because Van Vliet can shoot. And now they've got an inside-out thing, so KD can dump the ball into Şengün and take a break for a couple plays and let that young boy do some stuff. So I love this. And right now I can tell, I guarantee, Ime Udoka is in the lab. How do I get Kevin Durant shots? What are we doing? How many screens can he come off of to do this?
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to wrap it up with, was I wonder how much Ime Udoka was consulted by GM Raphael Stone here for the Houston Rockets, because Stone was extended last year. They've obviously shown a lot of success with these young and upcoming players in Green and Smith and Thompson. And then we just talked about Ime Udoka's extension here this last week. So both of these guys now, you know, the front office and the coaching side of your team are set for the next few years. They feel comfortable in taking that shot, and that's what they did. So to kind of explain the mindset, maybe, it's guys that are sitting in their chairs in their offices being like, you know what? I've gotten a lot of confidence shown to me from my superiors above. I think that they will go for this. It's a time to take a shot like this. It's a time with the support, with the organization being at the point that it is on the court. It's time to make a move like this. Do I agree with it? No, but I at least see why. I can read the tea leaves and understand that these guys feel confident enough to take a big shot and that this big shot will put them over the top. Will it?
Well,
time will tell.
That's just the first bit of news to break today. Hopefully, before the show's over, the next 45 minutes, we have some more. We'll see. Maybe the Blazers make a big trade.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.